This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. Last week's mass shooting at a school in Florida is affecting proposed legislation in Michigan. Kathy Gray with the Detroit Free Press reported some of the bills expanding access to guns will probably be shelved for the time being, but others might get a hearing they otherwise probably wouldn't have gotten. Representative Robert Wittenberg is a Democrat, and he introduced a bill last summer on restricting gun access to certain people, and he joins us right now. What would your bill do?
So this bill, in essence, someone is making a threatening statement that they're going to harm themselves or they're going to harm someone else. And this gives, with due process, a family member or law enforcement the tool to be able to petition the court to get what's called an extreme risk protection order so that you can temporarily seize their weapons and make sure that they're not able to purchase any more weapons until they're in a better place. We want to make sure they're in a good place before they're able to have their weapons. And so, unfortunately, we've seen the worst examples of when this would have helped is in California some years ago at UC Santa Barbara, and just recently in Florida. This student there, his mom was calling the police, but there was nothing they could do because until a crime has actually been committed, then there's nothing law enforcement can do. There's no recourse to actually take someone's weapons away while they're making these threatening statements. And so what we want to do is make sure, again, with due process, to be able to take the weapons away from them, make sure they're in a good position, and then get the help they need. And again, it's temporary, and if it's frivolous and someone tries to do it improperly, then there are penalties. We don't take this lightly, but we know this is a way to prevent these tragedies from happening.
Now, I was going to get to that. I mean, when you start talking about seizing someone's guns, that's going to trigger an immediate backlash from pro-gun folks. How do you make sure the government isn't going to be randomly pounding on doors and demanding firearms once they get some writ from the judge?
Again, there's due process. So you have to present evidence. The judge has to grant it, similar to a personal protection order. We want to make sure that this person is qualified and they are in a good place to be able to own their weapon. I would go back to what happened in Florida and say, if we had this in place in Florida, the law enforcement would be able to take their weapon away, take that person's weapon away, and get him the help that he needed. And we wouldn't be having this conversation right now because we wouldn't have lost 17 lives down in Florida.
The chair of the committee that would hold hearings on the legislation you proposed indicates he'll look at the bill to see if it merits a hearing. How likely do you think we'll see a hearing?
I had a conversation with Rep. Runstead, the chair of the committee, yesterday, and he said he's willing to read it and take a look. I'm cautiously optimistic here on this bill specifically and then with all bills with gun safety. You know, after Sandy Hook years ago, when nothing happened, I was frustrated, and you kind of throw your hands up and you're like, what is it going to take? The shift I'm seeing now is that you're seeing middle school students and high school students, future leaders of our country, are actually getting involved. I've received countless emails from middle school and high school students that are really pushing what I'm presenting specifically and also making sure that we're pushing more for gun safety across this country and here in Michigan. And so, you know, Rep. Runstead is going to have to keep that in mind, at least have a hearing. I would love to discuss the merits of this bill and how this could potentially save lives. Because one thing I would love to cover, while these mass shootings are terrible, you know, roughly 114,000 people are shot every year, and 60% of gun violence and gun deaths are suicides. This is a tool that can prevent suicide as well. And so we have to look at this holistically. We know that this has been implemented in other states, in Connecticut, in Indiana, California, Oregon, Washington, and there is data that shows that this policy saves lives.
There are other bills, including restricting gun access to people with personal protection orders, requiring universal background checks, expanding the places that could be gun-free zones. In the wake of what's happened in Florida, the shootings in Florida, will any of those see the light of day?
I would hope that they would. Most of these bills have been referred to the Judiciary Committee, and that's Rep. Runstead's committee. And so I want to have these conversations with them. We're not trying to take someone's Second Amendment right away, but we have to have this discussion of what we can do, the bills that can make our state safer. We are trying to make sure that guns don't get into the wrong hands to prevent it from getting to people who should not have them. And then, again, being able to take them away from someone who is a serious and immediate threat to themselves, to their school, their family, or their neighbors. I hope we get the opportunity to not only present this set of bills, 4706 and 4707, which we've called the Extreme Risk Protection Order, but also some of the other bills that you've mentioned that we've introduced and that have not got a hearing just yet. And that's something I've been pushing for. I chair our Gun Violence Prevention Caucus here. There are quite a few things that we're working on that we know will make our state safer.
That's Representative Robert Wittenberg, a Democrat from Oak Park. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Lester.